2:22 left here in the fourth quarter. Moriarty leading St. Michael's 33-30. The Pintos trailing 30-21 with about 5:45 left. Got an interception and has been able to score two touchdowns since then to take the lead back 33-30. They recovered an onside kick. They had some big runs. They had a halfback pass that went for a touchdown. I mean, this game, we've had it all here, Coach. It's an encyclopedia of football history right here tonight. Kickoff here by the Pintos, end over end. Horseman will have it at the 15, 25, 30-yard line. I believe that's Alcaraz with the run back. And he'll be brought down just shy of the 35-yard line. They're going to give him the 35. Was that 26 with the run back, Coach?
I believe, and I thought it was Alcaraz. It might have been.
26 is Derek Roybal, the freshman, running the ball back here. And Joey Fernandez Jr., with 12 catches here this evening, has broken a St. Michael's record for most receptions in a game. He's been key. He's lined up in the slot to the left here. Two receivers left, two right here for Gabaldon, who's been great here. Splendid in the shotgun. Pinto's blitz. Gabaldon in trouble. He's going to be brought down and sacked, Coach. Back at the 27-yard line, number 57 here for the Pintos with the tackle. Travis Burson.
Burson doing a nice job there again. For the most part, the Horseman offensive line, a tremendous job protecting Gabaldon. This time, just one breakdown.
Second and 18 here. Clock under 2 minutes now. Minute 48 left. Gabaldon in the shotgun, five wide receivers. Quick pass right side to Montoya. Slides down, and he is well shy of the first down, so the clock will keep rolling. Minute 35 left. Pickup of about 8 yards. It's third and eight now here for the Horsemen.
Well, the good news is the Pinto secondary has not been very efficient or effective.
Horsemen in no huddle. Gabaldon dropping back. Fires. He's going deep for Alcaraz. It's caught at the 25, 20-yard line. He's brought out of bounds. Esteban Alcaraz with a beautiful over-the-shoulder catch, not to mention the throw ball by Gabaldon. And there's a minute 16 left now here. Horseman at the red zone, 20-yard line. Here we go, folks. Wow.
The fortunes have turned one more time, Aaron, but really now the Horsemen have to be thankful that on all those sweeps by the Pintos, the clock was stopping every time they were going to the sideline.
One receiver, two receivers left, one to the right here. Gabaldon in the shotgun on first and 10 from the 20. Handoff to Rogers, left side. He'll be brought down in the backfield. Aaron Murphy with the tackle in the backfield, and the Horsemen are going to use a timeout here, Coach.
No, not yet.
Minute four and counting here. They're right up to the line of scrimmage. It's a loss of 5 yards. It'll be second and 15.
That's what I was saying for under 30 seconds.
54 seconds. Gabaldon in the gun. Drops back. Has time. Fires midfield for the end zone. Touchdown, St. Mike's! Joey Fernandez in the end zone for the touchdown with 47 seconds left. And the Horsemen lead 36-33. Wow!
Now, hopefully without a turnover here, I'm telling you that Pinto secondary has just been, I mean, more than Swiss cheese, more holes than anything else that I have ever seen.
Gabaldon with his third touchdown pass of the evening, Coach, and Joey Fernandez with his third touchdown reception, fourth touchdown of the evening. Wow.
You have to check all the passing records here for Gabaldon and Fernandez.
Snap is good. Hold is good. Kick is way high. It's long enough, but it is wide left. So it's a three-point lead here for the Horsemen. 47 seconds left, and the Horsemen just with the drive of their life right now. Down three, Coach. All the momentum was with Moriarty, but St. Michael's with some huge passing plays here. The Alcaraz over-the-shoulder catch, and Antonio Gabaldon with a strike to Joey Fernandez Jr. from 20 yards out gives the Horsemen a three-point lead. Wow.
Now the key now is you have to, you know, put that aside for now. The kickoff team here for the Horsemen have to regain or maintain that lane integrity. Watch for that. Any reverse, a double pass at the point of attack here at the kickoff here. That is legal as long as it's behind the, you know, the line there. So the Horsemen have to stay in their lanes, have to team tackle.
The Pintos come out onto the field here. They've got all three of their timeouts left. 47 seconds left here in this fourth quarter. Both teams have struggled with the kicking game here this evening, Coach. A cold field, a hard football. The snaps have been...
Where's our temperature now, Aaron? We have a lot of heat here inside and on the field, but what's the overall temperature
now? Let's see what the call is here. 27 cool degrees out there, Coach. Here we go. Pintos waiting the kickoff. Tetrault, short kick. It'll bounce at the 25-yard line. That's Murphy, I believe. No, that's Encinas with it. Or Tapia, I'm sorry. Tapia will run out of bounds at the 35-yard line. That was Elijah Tapia with the run back. The dangerous leading rusher here for Moriarty. Ran 7 seconds off the clock. 40 seconds left now.